It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And welcome to a Fraxis Friday, a Fab Four Friday as always. And not a big deal to any of the listeners, but it's my fourth year anniversary here at Speak Out 2.0 today. Yeah, it's 4 years ago I started this show. And it's also the first, which means, as always, we remind you, test your smoke detectors on the first day of each month. Make sure they work. Push the buttons on all of them. Walk around your house. It takes 2 or 3 minutes to make sure they're all working, because every one of them has a backup battery, and they fail, you know. Not to mention the fact smoke detectors are plastic and they fail too. So you do need to test them on the first day of each month. And also, hopefully, you have a plan how everybody gets out of your house if there is a fire, and you talk about it once in a while, because this is weird. My computer just went, oh, there we go. You need to talk about a plan so everybody knows how to get out. That's part of an escape plan. All right, big day tomorrow in Bullhead City. First of all, right now the Veterans Fair is still going on at the Chamber until 2 o'clock today. If you're a veteran, you want to buzz down to the Bullhead Chamber. And then tomorrow is the Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club's Charity Golf Tournament Classic. It's their 8th annual. And if you want to get involved, call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. Tomorrow is the 11th annual Connie Davis Walk and Roll at Pyramid Canyon Park in Laughlin at 9 o'clock Nevada time. And you call the chamber if you have questions, 702-298-2214. And then tomorrow is the Kerry Connor Bike Rodeo in Bullhead City at the Walmart, right out kind of like in front of Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, you can go to the bike rodeo and then go grab a hot dog. That's 9 to noon. Any questions, call Lori Duggins, 928-763-9200. And then there's a farmer's market tomorrow in Bullhead City, and that starts at 9 o'clock at Community Park. Any questions, call the rec department of Bullhead City, 928-763-0158. Now, let's rock and roll with the Fab Four and... say good morning to Allison Harms. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Larry?
Good. And Allison is the manager of, now we call it Barked.
Yes, this is going to be our new brand when we go into our new building. We're rebranding our whole thing.
Yeah, okay. So when you go into the new building, you will be Bark.
Yeah, Bullhead City Animal Resource Center. We're not just a shelter anymore. We're going to have all the resources, a one-stop shop.
And that's a real growth from what you are currently.
Oh, yes. We're about 6,000 square feet, and we're going to go into over 21,000 square feet.
And so you're going to add more services and more resources for the pet owner.
Correct. Yeah. From everything from dog wash, cremation, vet service, adoption, you name it, we'll do it.
And is there anybody else doing all that you know of?
Not that I know of. Best Friends, Animal Society, they're probably the closest to doing everything. Okay. They don't have cremation on site, but they usually have a vet on there and foster base and you name it, they usually do it.
Okay.
So we're kind of modeling everything off them. We're not reinventing the wheel at any means, you know, the wheel. So we're kind of following their footsteps.
So let's talk about the new building.
Paw prints, I guess.
Paw prints. I need a rim shot in here. Let's talk about the new building. Are the plans all done now?
They are. So we're out to bid.
Oh, okay,
so we had 3 meetings with a bunch of contractors coming in, looking at the place. So it got pushed back a little bit, so the due date is going to be March 21st.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be able to look at all the bids and get to pick who gets to jump on this project.
And then what's the estimated time that it will take them, do you think?
We're hoping a year.
I was going to say 10, 12 months.
Yeah, probably a year, year and a half, obviously, depending what they find when they start doing some demo.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
what
they find.
Yeah, so who knows?
What Bill left behind from the newspaper or, some...
I know there's a lot of concrete in there they're going to have to remove, so that's going to be a big project on its own. Putting in the piping, that's going to be one of the biggest.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, for all the kennels, so...
Okay, because when you put in kennels, you got to make them capable of washing them
on
a regular basis.
We use a lot of water to wash everything down and the chemical to kill everything disease-wise. So, yep, we have to wash all that down to drains.
Is there a standard out there for kennels that they have to follow so that they do cut down on diseases and whatnot that says you have to use this much mixture of Windex and Comet and water? Or?
So we actually have a vendor through Victor Medical. So they come down. We use Rescue, so accelerated peroxide.
Okay.
So it kills parvo within 5 minutes. So that's heavy-duty stuff. It's
good.
Amazing, amazing product.
Good. And, again, you share some information with the other kennels in the county? I mean, do you guys go to lunch once in a while and sit down and talk?
We do. I actually just talked to Nicole last week. We are right now. We're kind of doing a food drive for them. I know they're really in desperate need of food and volunteers, you name it, adoptions. They're overran right now. So they deal with a huge county. We're very, lucky we only have Bullhead City.
Right.
They have the whole Mojave County. So right now we're going to bring up food on Tuesday to them. So all the food that we don't feed. So the city provides us with a budget. So it's not that food that's going.
Okay.
So it's all from the citizens that are bringing it to us because it's hard to go up that hill sometimes for people.
Oh.
So we make the run every week for our animals. So.
Well, and that's good. You got vans, and so you can fill them up and take all the food up there. That's cool.
Yeah, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
I talk to Havasu on a daily almost, at least weekly. We're always kind of bouncing ideas off each other, what we can do best,
How is your population right now?
We're always overran.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right now, I think we're, knock on wood, we're pretty good, but it's the weekend, so we'll see what it brings us. That's usually when we get a lot of animals in from running at large.
Okay.
Yep. So we had a bunch of returns. They went back to their owner this week, and some that were, we got them right out the door. As soon as they came in, we found last report. So we're always on Facebook looking to see what we can find when they come in our door.
Because
so.
People do post on Facebook.
They do.
My dog took off from,
this
is what he looks like, and this is where we live.
And the citizens are amazing. They're like, hey, we found this dog. They post it for us, so that's good. So we always keep up as much as we can on there.
Social media is so much of our lives, and we don't think about it. But, it was so funny. Our two dogs got out one day, our two Labradors, and they actually went across Silver Creek Road. Well, we didn't know that until later in the day that somebody had posted, hey, there's these two labs in the parking lot of Warm Sea. Well, we're a block from Warm Sea.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And so sure enough, and then somebody posted that two dogs walked into the ER at Warm Sea. So apparently they made it over into the shade under the ED department.
Yeah.
And, of course, the doors opened when they were there, so they walked inside, But they made it back across Silver Creek, and we found them, because we were out looking for them at the same time.
Yeah, that's some scary area.
And they're chipped, but, unfortunately you can't use the chip on your phone to find them.
No, but we actually do sell GPC tags, which is pretty cool. So a company reached out. They donated. We got 500. We gave them out all last year to anybody that came in who wanted them, who adopted, who claimed their dog. So it has one of those little codes on there. So if you download the app, you put your information in. So if I found your dog, anybody with a smartphone can scan it, and then I'll know. You'll get a GPS location of my location where your dog is.
Wow.
And then you'll get to know the dog's name and number, so to call the owner, which is really cool.
You have any left?
We do.
I'm coming over, buddy.
Yeah, we sell them for $10, so we're trying to get
good.
All our animals back home as much as we can, for microchipping, the tags, anything.
Yeah, well, now I have carabiners on my gate so that they don't come open.
They're smarter than we give them credit for.
Oh, my gosh. One of our labs can open our sliding glass door.
Yes. I have one at home that can, she gets locked in all the rooms. So,
Yep. We have to lock our own sliding glass door 24/7. We have a note on it, lock 24/7. Dogs are smart.
They are.
And people don't realize that.
Depending on the breed, it really depends on their smartness, too.
And I've had David in here from Risen Star times, and that guy knows dogs like...
He is amazing. He's a huge resource we use at the shelter. He does so much work with, especially our dogs. I mean, it's a very stressful environment being in the shelter. It's not the best place for dogs.
Sure.
We understand that. It's like us going to jail. It's not the best place. There's a lot of stressful things going on. So their anxiety and everything, that there's a lot of things happening. So he comes in, and he works with a lot of PTSD dogs from the military, so it's like the same thing.
Right.
It's a, you know, it's a huge issues that we have to deal with. So we're learning too, and he teaches us all kinds of stuff, and we taught him a lot. So he came in, thought it was going to be easy, and he's like, whoa, like this is a whole different like can of worms. So we work together a lot.
Yeah, his kennels are big, and they're, you know, underneath the one big cover. Yours are side by side, and a little smaller.
His have owners. Ours are in there for a reason. If they were perfect dogs, they wouldn't be in my facility. So a lot of mine have issues.
Most of his dogs know they're going home in a few days.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
but when you think about it, a dog goes to jail when they go to your kennel.
They do, and they have no idea what's going on, and they act a certain way because they don't know. They can't. It's like they're like toddlers. They don't know how to express their, you know, all their emotions, their feelings, and all we see is a dog barking. But what they're feeling is totally different. So we have a lot of things that we try to do to reduce their stress.
Well, and you need to.
Yes.
Yeah, because they can be hard to handle.
Yes, they can.
When they're stressed out.
Yes.
Wow. So your new building, you're going to have. More kennel space, obviously.
We are.
But you're adding a dog wash for the public to be able to bring their dog in and wash them and take them back home.
So we're very excited about that. So it's going to be like a 24/7 dog wash. You're going to be held up like a monthly, yearly kind of subscription.
Okay.
And then, or if you adopt from us, you get some. The one company we're looking at, they give out coins. So you get like a couple free coins that you go into the machine and you get free washes. But we're hoping to do more of like the yearly, monthly type thing to have like a key card. And then, you know, you're going to have your washer, you know, the dog wash and have a, you know, the dog dryer in there. That way they'd be able to, you know, dry their dog off. I actually personally used one in Flagstaff, and I fell in love with the idea. It's such a cool thing.
Wow.
So,
you went to Flagstaff to wash your dog?
No, we go camping, you know, and things happen when you go camping, and, you know, your dogs get dirty. So instead of washing in the trailer or finding someone's hose at a gas station, so they had a really, really nice one. So I reached out to their manager and find out what they do. And so it's a super cool company. So I figured, you know.
Poor Jason, you're out on vacation camping, and you're over there going, can I get the manager's name of this place?
Yeah, I'm always trying to go in the shelters and trying to meet people. He's pretty used to it, so he
He
trades his coins with the police department, and I go to the animal shelters and I do my thing. So
her husband Jason is number two at our Bullet City Police Department. He is the captain. Is he the shortest guy in the department?
No.
Oh, okay. I just had to ask. I just had to check. Let's take a break. We're gonna come back and chat some more. If you want to call in, grab your phone and do so right now. You can call 3-234-343-1065. That's right. In the tower, we have our own area code. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I want to introduce our No Spin News sponsor on KNTR Talk. Money in Your Pocket is in the name, and they put money into your pocket. Makes sense. Serving the Lake Havasu area, simply walk in for a free appraisal of your gold, silver, coins, collectibles. MoneyInYourPocket.com. It's money in your pocket.
No Spin News, weeknights after Mark Levin.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me?
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kinprella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant, all while you're on the clock. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or somebody who wants to start off in healthcare, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead. East-West Financial Services, is retirement in 2024? Is that in your future? Well, sit down with Jack Mafara. Call him up, make an appointment in Kingman or Bullhead City. He's got two offices, and he'll sit down with you, and you can talk about, investments and return. That's a big part. Yeah. So he specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, and principal protection. Call him right now, 928-8M. By the way, when you call him, it's free to sit down with him. 928-888-9828. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, yeah, it's a golf course, but it's wrapped around desert lakes and desert landscaping and awesome views of the mountain on every hole. Amenities, you got a clubhouse and a pro shop and restaurant overlooking the greens, of course. And then it's in tip-top shape right now. And it's the number 2 golf course in Arizona. Set your tee time now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency and you need some care, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, minutes matter. Right. Well, that's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24/7. The ER is always open for you. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Look at that. You'd think I timed that.
That was pretty good.
We were talking off the air. You've just brought in some treadmills.
Correct.
That are dog treadmills.
Yes, they are dog treadmills.
For them to walk and get some exercise.
Yes, it's another enrichment that we're trying to do. We just started the program. We've had the treadmill for a while, so we just got it built. So we've tested it, and I think about 3 or 4 dogs, and some like it, some don't. So, yeah. It's pretty cool.
So, because dogs like getting out and walking.
They do.
I know mine do.
Yes, and a lot of the times...
In about an hour.
Yeah. Us and our volunteers, we just can't keep up. I mean, dogs are way more, obviously, physical, want to run more than we can give them.
Tell me about it.
So, yep. No, we have a couple of videos on my phone. It's amazing. They love it. They really, truly enjoy it, and they're tired when they get done, and they're not as stressed. So, it's really good.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Now, what do you find it easier to manage from your spot, cats or dogs?
That's tough. I would probably say dogs.
Yeah.
Cats, I don't know, they're different.
they don't listen at all, do they?
No, but, you really have to have a knack for cats. They're the personality is way different. Stephanie Webb is amazing. She didn't know she was going to be, we call her the crazy cat lady at the shelter. She didn't know she had that, but the cat, she has turned so many wild cats and stressful cats into the most loving cats to get them homes.
I can understand
she
that.
She has just a way about her. It's crazy.
That's great, though.
No, it is. And, I use everybody's strengths to, if they're like, I'm not really into it, but then they're like, obviously things are working. I'm like, well, welcome to Cat World. You know, who's going to guide you in that direction? So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, we use a lot of Feral Cat Warriors out of Kingman. So Emily and her group out there, they come in and they teach us how to do some stuff too. So we're like, hey, we have a cat in a bag. Like, we Seth will carry around kittens, feral kittens, in a little satchel for dogs and get them used to people. And they actually just got a home recently. So, I mean, you know, it takes a long time, but there's experts out there you can reach out.
So do you think now, like in 2024, and you've been the manager for what, a year or so?
Yes, a little over a year.
So in your year, do you find that now more people out there that want to work together, like Saint and some of the organizations, there's so many in Mojave County now, but they all seem to work together for the benefit of the pets?
Yes. No, that's a huge thing. You know, we're all in this together. You know, right now I just had a meeting with Donna and Saint yesterday about trying to do, you know, more free spay and neuter, trying to give out more vouchers to the public. You know, the biggest thing is finding a veterinarian that's going to work with us.
Right.
You know, everything boils down, all these ideas we have all relate. Well, we need a vet to work with us. We want to do free vaccines. We need a vet. We need this. We have to have a vet.
Right.
So that's going to be our big push.
And you've been looking for a vet for almost a year.
We have been looking for a while. It's hard to recruit right now because we don't have anywhere to put them. Right. We don't have an office. So it's very hard. So when we have that bright, new, shiny building with all the best technology, it's going to be, you know, way easier to be like, come look at this. You know, wave something shiny at them, you know, a little cat toy.
You can put a sign on the door or on the window or something that says, if you're a vet, your office could be here.
Yep, pretty much. So we're trying. It's just, it's very hard right now without having a physical building ready for them to start working.
And that makes sense. But PetSmart, you team up a lot with PetSmart also.
We're trying to. We need volunteers to go down there. We are ready to start it, but I have to have a big volunteer group to go down there, start new adoptions. But the adoptions that are there right now are all Mojave County, which is great.
Okay.
So if I start going down there, they're going to not take their dogs down there. So, you know, it gets kind of, you know, it's not a very big area. But so there's a lot of dogs, a lot of movement, and then their dogs are not going to get adopted. So, you know, if you adopt a dog from anywhere, it's a win in our book.
Right.
You know, no matter if it's from our shelter or anybody else's shelter, it's a life saved. So wherever you're going to get the animal, it's a win.
How do we get to the point to where you don't have a gazillion dogs in a year?
We're trying to figure that out. So right now it's spay and neuter. You know, I've been there a little over 12 years. I've never seen so many puppies this year than I've ever been. I mean, I had 5 litters at a time, and that is very scary when you're in the shelter world. There's a lot of disease that come with puppies. People bring in things off the street. We don't know what they have.
Sure.
So we're on high alert, like, all the time. I still have 3 litters right now that aren't ready up for adoption. So
people just bring you the puppies?
They dump them on the street. They bring them to mom. We got one from an arrest, from, you know, a warrant. So, of course, she had to have 9 puppies with her. You know, so, you know, people,
ouch,
you know, you name it, they come in. So,
ouch.
Yeah, so we're on high alert not to have, you know, parvo come in our door, knock on wood. We've been very, very fortunate. The ones that have been sick, you know, we test them, and, you know, unfortunately, we have to have the health of the place. I mean, we had over 60 dogs at a time, and I only have 31 kennels. So we've been overflowing with dogs. But
at least
it's a national issue. I mean, everywhere.
Are the puppies small enough that you can put them in a cardboard box in the corner?
No, they're big and they're feisty and they're noisy.
Oh.
So we are going to have an adoption event for St. Pitties and Kitties Day, as we're naming it, at Kyle Ranch on the 15th and 16th. So
okay.
We have the 9 pit bull puppies. The little pit mixes are going to be going out for adoption. So we did all Irish names. So there's all kinds of fun things my staff thinks of. So I think one's rainbow and gold. So, you know, there's all kinds of Irish things. So we're going to be teaming up with Feral Cat Warriors to do the kitty part. So
good. We're
bringing the pitties. So we're hoping they're going to get a home. They're very cute and they're ready to go.
And you team up with Swannies.
We do. Swannies is amazing. Yeah. We wouldn't get as many animals out without them, that's for sure.
And that's just because they pay for the adoption, right?
Correct. So they do a lot of free adoptions. We used to do, the public would only pay $30, but, you know, after doing a lot of research and talking to best friends, no matter how much you pay for a dog, if you pay $3,000, $2,000, $100, if you're a good owner, you're a good owner.
Right.
So if you're going to invest in something, no matter if it's your heart with it or your pocketbook, it's going to depend on that person. So
well, I know It used to be at Saint that if you wanted to adopt a dog from Saint, they wanted to come to your house and they want to check you out and make sure that you're going to take this pet.
Yep.
And it's going to stay with you, you know, and you're going to take good care of it.
No, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But we have an open adoption policy.
Right. You guys can't do that.
No, we don't have the manpower to do that, number one. And number two, just because they live, not as like how I want to live or treat their dog, they want to be outside, doesn't mean they're not a great person.
Right.
So everybody has different standards. Some people dress up their dogs in tutus. I do not.
I don't either.
So it's all different things. So it doesn't mean they're a horrible person. Even if they have a bad background, doesn't mean they're a bad person.
I did put a t-shirt on my previous lab once because it was a little chilly out when we went for a walk.
Yeah, mine had an abscess, so he's been wearing a t-shirt for the last couple of weeks. So all my old t-shirts. So, no matter what they've done in the past, yes, people make mistakes.
Right.
And that doesn't mean they're going to be a bad person. If they can still have kids and TPS hasn't gotten involved, they can have a dog.
Okay.
So we have it's an open adoption policy.
Well, like I said, you don't have the time to go to people's homes and interview them.
It's a lot. And we get a lot of out-of-state. A lot of people come from Vegas or different counties and stuff.
To see what you have?
Yes.
Are your dogs online?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. All right. What's that?
BullheadCity.com/shelter, or just go on there on BullheadCity.com and you'll find the shelter link.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, give us a call. 234-343-1065.
Hey everyone, Johnny Walker here with 66 Auto Sales. Are you ready for family adventures this spring? 66 Auto Sales has just what you need. Check out our incredible selection of spacious and reliable minivans and third row SUVs. Perfect for every journey. We have a wide variety of lenders for every credit situation, so stop by today or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Up speeds and down speeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
This is two-time World Barbecue Champion and host of Barbecue Radio Network, Andy Groneman, and I want to invite you to listen to America's number one barbecue radio show with myself and my co-host, four-time World Barbecue Champion, Todd Johns.
That's right, Andy. Barbecue Radio Network leads the way with Barbecue Hall of Fame guests as well as other world champions dedicated to raising the game for backyard grillers and smokers everywhere.
This Saturday at 3 p.m. on KNTR Talk, brought to you by Patio Paradise.
Welcome back to Speaking Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Yeah, right here in Bullhead City. Don't ask me how tall it is. I don't know. I haven't measured it. Right here on 95 in the middle of town. Hey, Speaking Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Need your help with a complete understanding of the Mojave Energy Park. Now, remember, this is still in progress. Okay, they don't have all the answers yet because they got to go through steps, just like anything else you do. You got to go to first grade before you go to second grade, right? Okay, well, they got to go through the steps. You can learn more and you can stay up to date with the specific site website, and it's called MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you can't get your question answered there, you can call MEC 928-763-1100. 66 Auto Sales, oh, Mojave County's largest car lot with use of cars. And they've been doing it for almost 50 years on the same corner in Kingman. Yeah, huge selection, two doors, four doors. You know, what do you need? Vans, trucks, economy cars? What do you need? Plus, if you've always had that special need for that one special particular vehicle, they can find it for you. Yeah. And it's still, from Jim Hill, still, people come first at 66 Auto Sales. See the selection at 66autosales.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, is it time for you to buy a new home or just a home in 2024? Get out of that apartment. Get out of that rental. Well, if you do, you're going to need some cash, you know, like a down payment, maybe some, you know, money to finance it. Remember the name Chad Hansen? Yeah, he's the founder and CEO, and he does the dishes at Mojave Mortgage. Right. 928-288-2691. My timing was off. The song was over. 928-288-2691. Call him up. Get some of the money out of his vault. He'll help you. He will, especially first-time buyers. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classic menu. Chicken strips, melt, cheeseburger, prime rib, parmesan. Yeah. Steak and peppers. Ooh, skillet. Country fried steak. You like that? Mm. I had lunch there yesterday with Lance Ross. Yeah. Plus, over a dozen sides for you to choose from. Yeah. And then, pie. Chocolate. Banana cream. What kind of pie do you like?
Apple pie.
Apple pie. They have apple pie there.
It's my favorite.
You might have to go to Perkins. Yeah. Think Jason's listening?
No, probably not. I hope not. No.
What do you mean you
No one needs to hear me.
Oh. Well, it's time for lunch when you get off.
It will be. I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're skinny.
I live for food. Every time I go on vacation, I'm always looking for food. Yeah. I'm not big on excursions. I want to find the best hole in the wall and talk to locals where they go.
Good for you.
Yep.
I used to do that when I worked downtown L.A.
It's my favorite.
We would drive around because downtown L.A., they have little shacks smaller than this place, you know, where they're cooking out of.
Yeah, and usually they're best.
And you just
mom and pop places.
You look at the line. If there's 10 people in line, you go, okay, we're going to go there.
Exactly.
You know, because in downtown, they all work and they all walk and they know the good places.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'd rather go to one of those two than.
Heck yeah, I'm a foodie all day.
So, but I do like pie. So, Perkins and their pie. let's talk about, have you seen that there's this bald eagle that's laying eggs and it's on Zoom and TV?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's all over TV, all over the newscasts. You know, they're all watching this. And so I guess, you know, when a bald eagle lays eggs, that's a big deal.
I mean, they're beautiful.
And they're tracking how many times this bald eagle has laid eggs.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting.
I think this morning they said it was 17 times.
Wow, good for
her. I know.
Her.
That's crazy. Wow.
She's busy.
No kidding. So's the daddy.
Right.
Oh. So with the shelter coming, which is probably a year away, is there anything that you didn't get in there that was still on your wish list?
Well, it's so hard to say. I mean, this place is so big. We just got done adding all our capital in for the budget, for the next year's budget.
Right.
And trying to visualize everything I'm going to need. It's pretty impressive. You know, I'm like, so I walk around the new BART facility quite often and is going through there. Jeff and I will go down there just to kind of visualize, like, okay, what kind of tables we want, just to see it. Mm-hmm. You know, on the piece of paper, I mean, it looks pretty simple. But when you come down to it, like, how many tables am I going to need to food prep? And
right.
How many refrigerators and how many TVs? I think I have, like, right now, I think I have 19 TVs going in. You know,
19 TVs.
Yep, so we're going to have a conference room. We're going to have a couple enrichments. So if someone wants to come in and, you know, rent the room space, they can do that. We'll come in, teach everybody about, you know, adoption, spay and neuter, hold a kitten, you know, stuff like that. Come in, and they'll be able to teach a class. We'll have a couple 85-inch TVs in there.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I'm ready to do kitten yoga, goat yoga, if everybody has any goats they want to loan us for an event. So anything we can raise money to get back out to the public.
Did you say goat yoga?
Yeah, goat yoga.
You know goat yoga?
Yeah, I would love to do it. I'm all about that.
Okay.
Anything we can think of. You want to host a birthday party for your kid at the shelter?
Oh, okay.
You know, either resource center. It's a big, right. It's really hard to say, get away from the whole shelter thing.
I know.
But it's one of those words when you, people think
how
of
how many
the
times
town.
I sit in here and say I'm live from the Laughlin Mall.
Right? I bet. Yeah.
I know. I know that. I know that.
It's
I know
a very hard habit to break, so yeah. We're all trying to. Mostly I call it the facility because we didn't really have a name for it for a while.
Right.
But BARC is going to be an amazing place that we want the community to come in and be able to, you know, make a pup cup when they're, you know, bored. We want to, you know, have the open community atmosphere. And
right.
We're going to have an indoor-outdoor cat enrichment. So we're going to have a TV in there for cat TV so they can, you know, go on the TV and hit goldfish or whatever they want to do. Something to make their lives a little easier. So
now when you prepared your budget for next year, did you add staff for this? Because this is going to be a much bigger facility.
She's a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. My little catchphrase is from small to mighty.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big, big thing. So, you know, it's awesome. A little intimidating, but in a good way.
So you're going to add staff?
Yes. We're going to have to add a lot of staff.
So and
I don't have a ballpark number because – I have no idea. I think I'm running with 5 right now, and we need more now. And I only have 6,000 square feet.
Okay.
So we're going to be open 6 days a week, and then we're going to – so the vet will have their own staff. I won't be managing that.
Right.
You know, I'm sure in the beginning it's all going to be kind of helping out when we can.
Sure.
We're going to do a lot of growing pains, I'm sure, but the cremation staff, that's going to be under me.
Okay.
So that's going to be, you know, a few staff just to run the cremation. So.
And that's going to be – I hate to say it, but it's going to be big.
It is.
Because – you know, we don't have that. We don't have a facility.
Yeah, we're
going to
be. We're assuming we're going to be busy.
Right.
So we're hoping to take over, you know, eventually all the contracts for the veterinarians and stuff like that to do it here.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll be offering, you know, the in-room euthanasia with the vet provided, and then we'll be able to take care of everything on the back end, too.
Okay.
So hopefully 24-hour pickup for that, too. So eventually it's going to be a big animal, I guess.
Right.
Throw some more puns in there. So it's going to be amazing. It's an awesome, awesome project that we get to, you know, be a part of and, you know, kind of like my legacy. So
you're going from a kitty to an elephant.
Yeah. It's going to be I'm very, very excited.
I can tell.
Yeah.
All the listeners are going, listen to her. She's really excited about this.
Yeah, I have our 3D prints in my office right across the wall so I can stare at it all day. So, you know, we go down there all the time. So if I want a break from all the craziness at the shelter
that's where you
now,
go hide, huh?
I go there and do my work that way, you know.
And they walk in and they go, she's not answering her phone.
Yep,
her phone's on her desk. What's going on? Where'd she go?
I've been known to sneak away, just go sit in my future office, just to sit there and just kind of ponder what are the things. We have to think big and
right.
What we need. So I contact everybody across the nation. It's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, I'm on all different, you know, I guess like the websites and talking to people that are in the same industry to see what they do and, you know, what works best for them. Because obviously something might not work for us, but works for them and vice versa. We can help out someone. That'd be great.
And that's kind of giving you all the energy to do this, but at the same time, everything that you need that you don't have now.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. We're so excited. I can't even, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Toby Cotter has bought this building and we're going to make it the best we can. And we're hoping to make a big dent in the animal shelter.
That had to be the strangest call you got from Toby.
No, so we actually had a meeting. We all
it
was Jeff and I got called to his meeting and we thought we were going over the capital for the old buildings. We were building an 11,000 square foot building from the ground up.
Right.
Across from our facility now. And he came in, he's like, you can just get rid of those plans. So we about, you know, we just sank in our chairs. I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm getting fired today. So, and he's like, nope. And he rolled out the Mojave Valley Daily News. He's like, how about this, 27,300 square feet? We're like, yes, where do we sign? Like,
wow.
So it was a huge thing. And that was right before, you know, it was, you know, the major official. So, you know, we had to, you know, kind of keep that on
keep
the down
quiet.
Low and not be super excited because I was like freaking out the whole day.
How hard that was for you.
Yeah,
huh?
It was horrible, but it was a very cool thing to know. And.
And now part of that building is going to, what used to be the print shop, basically, out back, is going to go to the PD.
Yeah, so they're going to have their
store
fancy
their
garage.
Boats. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep the boats out of the weather.
Yeah, so a lot of things are going to go in there, like the SWAT truck, the bomb truck, you know, everything, all the jet skis they have, the Rangers, to keep it out of the sun. Everybody knows our sun
right. Oh,
is
yeah.
amazing down here.
Yes,
and it likes
it
to
is.
Heat up all the upholstery
oh,
and fun
yeah.
things. So everything's going to be climate controlled in there, which, you know, it's an investment on the taxpayers
yes.
and also the police department. So we want to keep this stuff to last a lot longer.
I was going to say it pays off in the long run because they do last.
Yeah, we're not going to be replacing a lot of the stuff.
If you just look at Bullhead City now, we have air-conditioned storage sheds that you can rent. So there's a reason for that.
Yes.
We all know our summer heat. And
It's wonderful. It's a love-hate relationship.
I know. That's true, too, huh? And then there's that W today that's going to happen.
Yes.
I know. We don't care for that, do we? No.
No, I have baseball tonight. I don't want any of that.
You have baseball tonight?
Yeah, my boys are both in the Bullhead City Little League.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so we have
what fields are they playing on tonight?
We're going to the soccer field and Laughlin tonight. I have two different practices to go to.
Oh, okay, because there's no fields right now.
No, everything is closed. So we are trying to find any little piece of grass that is open so we can hit some balls.
There's 55 teams in town.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Train is busy.
Oh, yeah.
This morning
Train
to
road.
Work.
Train road. That's a good thing.
It is. It's bringing in a lot of business for these, everybody.
I was at River Dog Grill last week, and somebody called her from the city and said, hey, we're bringing in 55 teams next week. Be ready.
Yep.
Because she said, I just got a call from the city. They're bringing in 55 teams.
Did you get their mushrooms? They're my favorite.
I'll tell Karen. Make sure you have enough mushrooms in case Allie stops by.
Yeah, that's
our
favorite. Go get their mushrooms.
Perfect. Perfect. So right now, your big event that you have coming up is just a couple weeks away at Cal Ranch.
We're ready.
And you'll
as much as we love puppies, we want them gone.
And then how many will you take up there, you think?
We're taking 9. So we're guessing they're probably gonna get adopted within the first couple of hours. So if you're interested in one of these puppies, they're super adorable. We have them on our Facebook page, the pictures of them. I think it's Bark. Is it BHC-Bark? I always got to look it up. It's one of those things I look at every day, but when I get asked. So it's Bark, B-A-R-C, and then dash B-H-C. So we post all our adoption pictures on there. Our puppies are on there that are going to be up for adoption.
Okay.
Trying to get them out. So
we're
doing our St. Patrick's Day theme.
And they'll be officially old enough to go out.
Yes, they're already spayed and neutered. They're already microchipped, have 2 vaccines on board. So we're just waiting for that event to get them adopted. That way we know they're super healthy. So.
Cool. So you'll be out front or
we're going. I think going to be inside. I think it's really going to depend on our weather.
Yeah.
Depending. They are puppies, so we don't want
them.
If
you're inside, bring a big tarp.
Yes, so we're hoping to. We have a bunch of kiddie pools we're going to put them in
and
have a big cage around it. So we have a big puppy gate to go around it.
Cool.
So they can't be exploring as much as they want to.
And what will people pay if they show up and go, I want that orange one?
Yep, so they're going to $100, so that includes everything. And then if they are in Bullhead, they'll get a free license of age.
Okay.
So right now, they're going to be around 10 weeks, so they're not able to get the rabies vaccine. That's also free.
Okay.
So we'll have a contract for them to sign to get the free rabies when they're of age, 14 weeks old.
Oh, okay.
So then they'll be able to get a free license also if they live in the city limits.
Because you have to show that you have rabies to get the license.
Yes. Right. Yeah, they're not a real dog until they hit 14 weeks. So they get their doghood at 14 weeks. That way their official can have the rabies vaccine.
And people don't think about licensing their dog, but the reason that you do that, well, you tell us. Why do people need to license their dogs?
So rabies is obviously contracted. So it's a zoonotic disease, which means that we can pass it to humans or humans to animals, so vice versa. So it's one of those things, kind of like MRSA. There's a few things that can be passed. So zoonotic disease is something we can pass back and forth that us working in the shelter field or the vet field that you're exposed to ringworm on the daily.
Right.
So these certain diseases that can be passed. So, and rabies is usually fatal. There is some things you can do for it. It's super expensive for the treatment, but there is something you can do.
Right.
But so that's a big thing, just keep control of the rabies. And there's a couple cases of, I think, coyotes in Arizona with rabies right now. Yep, so it's coming around. So vaccinate your dogs and your cats.
Do we have a big coyote problem in Bullhead?
We do, yes.
Yeah.
You
get a lot of calls?
We do. We don't enforce anything with animal control anymore. Everything's going through the police department now.
Right.
But we do funnel a lot of calls to them. So, yes, there is a lot of coyote calls.
They still
call
your number.
Yeah. It's one of those things that we all have to – it's been almost 2 years that we've separated from the police department. So it's just, one of those things we have to teach the public and educate everybody.
And but that's because
– And our number's so easy.
They
so, I mean,
actually are kind of an enforcement.
Yes, they are animal enforcement.
They're the ones who will pick up your dog if it's running around.
Yes.
And they have the authority to do that.
They do, yep.
And they're the ones that will tell you, why are you walking your dog without a leash?
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
what's our leash law? 8 feet?
6 feet.
6 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, 6-foot leash law. Yeah. And even in the water, they have to be on a leash also.
Right.
Yep.
There's not a distance, is there?
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of dogs love to swim.
They do. That's one of the things they try to push with the dog beach. It just hasn't happened yet, you know, yeah. But I'm sure eventually it will.
My Labradors love our pool.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You can't keep them out, I'm sure. Yeah. Year-round, I'm sure, too. They don't care.
Well, we gave it away, and we have a new one that we have to put up yet. But I said, as soon as we put it up, we got to fill it, and then I got to have somebody build a deck, and I got to buy steps.
Oof, yeah.
You know, and that's all got to happen at one time, because one of our labs will jump over the side.
Yeah.
He does.
I don't care. I just want to touch that water.
Right. He's also the one that can open the door, you know.
Well, he's smart. Smarter than it looks good.
He's frustrating sometimes. All right. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, Sean Hannity will be in your ears. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 928-758-5499. Barron's, 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Hi, I'm Danny.
And I'm Krista. We're Danny Stewart's Productions, and we're back this weekend for the 21st Annual Bluegrass on the Beach Music Festival at Lake Havasu State Park.
So come on down and enjoy the bluegrass music and all the great family fun up on the beach. We got all kinds of great food vendors. We have awesome bands coming. We have Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. He was Male Vocals of the Year.
So get your tickets today online at bluegrassonthebeach.com. We have plenty of great craft vendors and a whole lot of picking. Bring your chairs, and please, no outside food or drinks.
See you there.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
Tell me why. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Barron Services. Yeah, live from the Ken Perillo Tower. That's where we're at. And Barron Services, your professional team for fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Your professional team for pest solutions, home or commercial. And yeah, when they leave, you don't have any creepy crawlers around. I know. And it's safe for kids and pets. That's the best part. Call Barron Services. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, now in Bullhead City and Kingman. Healthy, fresh food, 4 delicious wraps. Four delicious salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 different bowls. Yeah, plus smoothies and juices and protein shakes. Oh, gosh, you want to eat healthy in 2024? ProFit Kitchen. You can see the whole menu right there on their website. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications in most of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. And you can still sign up right now. There's 23,000 connections out there. TWNcom, that's C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave. Or if you want, call 888-227-2095. All right, we have about 5 minutes left with Allie from the Bark.
It's a hard thing to get out. I know.
You can say animal shelter. But Bark, which stands for Bullhead Area.
Bullhead City Animal Resource Center.
Animal Resource Center. Okay. Did you tell Jeff you were coming on today?
I did.
Yeah? He's probably listening.
He's at the softball game. There's two games going on right now that for softball, and I think it's the number one from last year playing one of the top four.
Oh.
And then number one right now playing one of the teams. So two back-to-back that are supposed to be really good games. So.
Where's that one at, or do you know?
I want to say it's at Mojave because he parked. Oh. I saw him right before I came over here. He was at the shelter, so he was walking over.
At the old shelter?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, soon to be the new shelter. Yeah, he's going to have to drive. He won't be able to walk over.
No, yep. Yeah, we keep telling him he's going to need a little golf cart because walking's going to take too long.
He says, I'd like to drive my truck. And his truck is old. I mean,
yeah, we were just talking about that, too. Yeah. He's due. But his wife needs a new car first.
Oh, yeah, he was telling me that, too.
He's smart.
And his daughter. He said, my wife, my daughter need vehicles first. I said, oh, my gosh. Yeah. So he used to get bonuses at Walmart so that they could go out and go, boom, and we'll buy a car. Well, you know, Toby doesn't get bonuses. So.
A little different now.
Yeah, a little different
but,
now.
You know, he doesn't have to work the weekends or the holidays now, which is way nicer.
And he loves that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's
more family
about.
Time. That's what we're all about.
Yep. Well, and like, you know, he keeps his kids busy. His kids are busy. I mean, they've done soccer, not just playing, but they coach and they referee and everything else.
Yep, they're lifeguards. Yep. One's in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, whole family super busy.
I know. And that's the problem you want to have. Justin Plummer, the assistant fire chief, was telling me a few weeks ago we had lunch, and he said, my kids are so busy. My weekends are just crazy. And I go, well, Justin, they don't have a probation officer, so shut up.
Yeah, you know? No, for sure.
It's, busy kids stay out of trouble.
No, it's a great thing, but yes, I totally feel that. I am exhausted all the time. Not
how
only
how many
from
do you
work.
Have?
I have two boys.
Two boys.
Yes.
So you're the only woman in the house?
Yeah, well, Jordan still lives with us, but she's going to be going to college in a couple months.
Oh,
so,
okay, yeah.
Yep. So she'll be graduating at Mojave and then off to GCU. So.
GCU?
Yep, Grand Canyon State.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, my granddaughter's going to graduate. She's going to Orange County, I think.
Nice.
I don't know. They change their minds.
They do, yeah.
Especially when they're female students.
it seems like that.
Yeah.
But at least, hey, they're trying to figure out what they want to do.
How many pets do you have at your home?
I have three dogs.
Three dogs?
Yes.
What kind?
I have two giant schnauzers, which are 84 pounds and 81 pounds, or 94, sorry. And then I have a doodly thing I rescued from the shelter about 8 years ago. So we DNA tested him, and he is a shepherd poodle pit bull.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. He looks like a doodle. You would never know.
That's funny. Now,
my old boy.
How many times does Jason have to tell you, don't bring a dog home tonight?
Well, I'm highly allergic to dogs.
Oh.
So I have to get certain breeds. That's why I have two, like the purebred dogs like we were talking about. So they don't shed. They have hair. And then the doodle, he's a doodle. So.
Right. They don't shed either. Yeah.
Yep. I bring him home every so often to foster. Our last one was a 2-pound little puppy. So, you know.
And that was allowed?
Yeah, well, just a couple weeks I took it home. That way she wasn't in the shelter. She was less than 2 pounds.
Wow.
So she wouldn't have done well. So I took her home for a couple weeks.
And your dogs adapt?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're big babies.
All right. Hey, let's get a can it for us.
All right. We keep talking about food, so I'm going to have to go get food.
Yeah.
Congrats on your anniversary. Happy 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
It is.
And if you want to buy some pet food and drop it off at the shelter, you always can.
Yep, we always need food. We're looking for right now for like canned green beans, pumpkin. We make pup cups for our dogs, so anything that's dog-friendly food, carrots, some fruit, you know, we stick it, we freeze it, and give it to them so they keep them occupied mentally.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
All right, and the number for the shelter?
Is 928-763-6000.
Allie, thank you so much for
today. Thank you so much, Larry, for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Everyone have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday. We will have the chamber in here and Barron Services, and Paul LaVoy will have Dr. Carla and the Rotarians. Have a great weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.